Come on, baby. You're ready for this. You've got this, Emma urged, her hands resting on his smooth, slender thighs. Caressing and squeezing eagerly, she lay on her back, looking up at the boy, her boyfriend who leaned back lithely, one of his hands resting on her own thicker thigh for support, as his other hand gripped her steely lubricated length, guiding the thick tip between his bubbly cheeks to kiss against his star. Carter let out a little gasp and bit his lip as the familiar sensations of Emma's cock penetrating him flowed throughout his body. Slow and steady, both his hands now resting on her thighs as he arched his back and began to lower himself down, feeling each veined inch as it pressed inside, she moaned, but there were sparks that he knew he had to suppress. Ready and practiced as he was, it only took a few long moments for her impressive length to vanish inside his slender body. Wrapped in the immediate heat of his ass where it belonged, his own cock, with her icy blue gaze through her rounded glasses. Carter tilted his head back and squeezed her cock with his ass, eliciting a moan from her as he moved to comply, ready for his particular mess with her.
I don't understand, Carter said, glancing across to her with a raised eyebrow as they walked together through the white, snow-blanketed park, both of them wrapped up snug in a number of layers.
Is that even possible?
Snow crunching under their boots as they strolled.
I've seen it online and stuff. It takes a little while, but we can totally do it.
Carter gave her a sceptical look that was only met with eager vibrancy.
Okay, but why?
He asked.
Do you think it's hot? She enthused. To be fucking another guy, being in control, but for the guy to stay soft.
He shook his head. I don't really see how that's sexy. Emma pursed her lips and looked at him with an icy blue stare of hers.
Oh, come on, Carter. Like, it's like the pleasure isn't mutual. It makes it all about me. Like, you're so into pleasuring me that you forgo your own pleasure, and that's what I get off on. Knowing you want to make me feel so good, so much, that my pleasure comes first.
He sounded out, non-committal, as he looked ahead.
All right, I can maybe see where you're coming from.
But I don't know, you know. She sipped her sweet coffee for a moment in quiet contemplation before tugging on his arm, drawing his attention. He looked at her curiously, waiting for her to continue.
All right, I'll meet you halfway. You do this for me, and we succeed, and I'll get my nipples pierced.
He blinked and slowed down his gait, looking across at her with an incredulous look.
Really? This means that much to you?
She'd always been on the fence about getting any kind of piercings, something that Carter had found really attractive.
Yeah, like, you have no idea, baby. Please?
She pouted her full lips, her eyes practically shimmering with hope. He laughed a little and started walking again, giving her arm a soft squeeze.
All right. Jeez, no need to use your puppy dog eyes on me like that.
She giggled happily and hugged him tighter, already planning ahead how she was going to go about this new training. Carter panted hard as he slowly raised and lowered himself on her shaft, feeling the way her girth spread his little star wide, the pleasure from it shooting up his spine to his brain, where it demanded reciprocation. He could feel himself wanting to get hard, wanting to share in her pleasure. But through willpower and his training, he resisted.
Good boy. That feels so fucking good. Look at you. All soft. So perfect.
Emma urged, reaching a hand up under her Warcraft t-shirt to squeeze her full heavy breasts, biting her lip as she stared up at the feminine boy, clearly struggling to say soft as the pleasure of her cock vied for control against his willpower. She would usually go without the t-shirt, not at all self-conscious about her curves, but the last couple of times they'd tried this, the view she'd offered him of her bare form had been too much for him to resist, eventually leading him to invariably getting erect. They'd hoped that this time, with her somewhat covered up, he might be able to make it. She played with a thick, hard nipple, drawing out extra little shivers of pleasure as he rode her slick length, the sensation of his rounded feminine cheeks pressing against her thick thighs one that she always enjoyed. It'd been his booty, after all, that had first made him catch her ever-needy eye when they first met.
Yeah, Carter, baby. Ride that dick. Come on, harder.
She moaned, arching her back and squirming comfortably in the bed as Carter obeyed, his slow movements quickening now to the point where the sound of their bodies meeting started echoing around her small bedroom, her icy blue eyes glazed over with lust and the desire for so much more. Carter chewed his lip as he bounced up and down, being on top making it far more difficult to stay soft as his cock bounced eagerly around, wanting more than anything to get hard, squeezing her thighs as he thought back to his training, trying to get his mind off the pleasure, to just focus on the actions.
No, it fits. No, not like that. No, just for a second, I almost got my finger caught. Emma whined. Oh, you almost got your finger caught. Oh, I feel so much sympathy, he said, and drew an ireful look as she fixed the cage around his cock and balls. She poked her tongue out childishly as she snapped the tiny padlock closed, taking a step back and looking down at his pale cock locked away in its new steel cage. How's it feel? Carter pursed his lips and rested his hands on his feminine hips, wiggling himself backwards and forwards, the cage flopping emphatically about. The way is weird. The way is very weird, he said honestly.
It's fine. You'll get used to not getting hard in that thing.
I hope. She bit her lip, her cheeks flushing with colour at the thought of it, and Carter couldn't help but smirk. You're weird.
You're hot in that thing all caged away from me.
She purred, running a hand down her curvy figure, tracing the skin under her pop culture reference t-shirt, before, without warning, she took his wrist, dragging him away.
Hey, where are we going?
He protested, following her barefoot with a weird step as he was pulled from the living room into her room. Each step, difficult with his new gear on, and every flat surface of a room sporting some kind of gaming memorabilia.
You're going to give me head, or I'm going to flush the key. She giggled cutely as she spun the key on its ring around her finger. Hey, that's not fair,
he blushed brightly, but sank to his knees before the edge of the bed, watching as she sat herself down on it with a playful smirk.
You look too hot, that's your fault, she said simply, and though he let out a protesting whine, he couldn't help but smile at her expression and pure desire for him.
Kay, he relented, leaning in to grip her jeans, tugging them down. That had been days ago. He recalled, laying on his back, legs splayed wide as his girlfriend, now mercifully on top, railed him, a t-shirt hanging loose on her chest as she loomed over him, her girthy length pressing deep into him as she fucked hard, her face above him red, her glasses long discarded as her passion took a hold of her.
Fuck, that's so hot, Carter. Stay soft for me, baby. Let me use you, she whimpered.
Her hands gripping his ankles as the bed rocked beneath them, his soft pink hole not so little with her cock filling it, his tight hot walls squeezing down on her length, the thick crimson tip constantly being caressed and pleasured. He looked down at where they met, his lips parted as the breath was driven from his lungs by the force of her body, his pale cock remaining soft, laying against his stomach as it bounced limply with each of her thrusts. He had to admit it was incredibly hot, watching her impressive shaft vanish inside of him every second like a magic trick, each act causing electric shocks of pleasure to blossom deep within him, arcing up his spine but passing on his cock, which, while certainly feeling amazing, had been trained to stay soft.
You're doing so good, baby. See, all that pain and suffering paid off. Oh, fuck, baby, I'm going to be getting close soon. You stay soft for me. Can you do that for me?
She moaned hard, squeezing him as she laid into him.
Yes,
he cried back, feeling his entire body shake with the power of her thrusts, recalling the pain and suffering she had put him through to help him achieve their goals.
Please, what was the safe word?
Carter whimpered out cutely, arcing his back up off her bed as he struggled against the fluffy pink handcuffs binding him down. When he'd agreed to her training, no matter what, he'd had no idea just what she'd had in store.
I don't think we agreed one, sweetie. Look, it's easy. Just don't get hard and it'll just feel good, okay?
She replied, her voice honey sweet as she worked the rib-vibrating dildo in and out of his tight little ring, smirking as his little body struggled against the four restraints holding him in place. As she did, she watched his cock intently, currently soft, his empty cage lying beside him on the bed, but he was throbbing, the pale length eager to rise, though he struggled against the temptation, pulling on his bonds as he felt the pleasure of her vibe echo throughout him.
Ah, come on, Emma, I can't help it,
he whined, wriggling helplessly as his cock raised off his stomach slightly, starting to thicken and lengthen.
I know, baby, but you soon will, okay?
She said sweetly, pulling the vibrating shaft from his cute little ring, drawing a gasp from him as she did so. Curiously, she reached out and poked his hard length, tutting quietly to herself.
Don't do it,
he pleaded adorably. She pursed her lips and thought about it for a moment, and then reached out and grabbed the bag of frozen peas, pressing it to his cock and balls, holding it in place as he inevitably began to thrash around, squealing like a girl.
Ah, Emma, please, it's so cold. Stop!
He gasped, bouncing around on the bed as his body tried to escape the numbing cold that lanced through him, his cock swiftly and defensively wilting until it was pressed limp against his body, which shivered emphatically as she eventually removed the peas. Unable to help herself, she smirked. She waited patiently, kneeling by the bed, leaning forward to rest her breasts on the edge for support while he calmed back down, idly playing with the cool peas in the bag, feeling them shift between her fingers. "You all better?" she asked sweetly after he had settled down, the slender femboy's breath coming out loud but controlled.
"Yeah,"
he panted softly, settling himself into the duvet he was effectively chained to. She smirked, raising the dildo high enough so that he could see it.
"Ready to go again?"
Carter swallowed and squeezed his eyes shut, drawing in deep breath, his smooth chest rising and falling as he steeled himself.
"Yeah, I've got it this time,"
he said, an edge of determination to his voice that drew a giggle from Emma.
"Okay, tough guy. Well, if you don't, the peas are still icy cold."
Carter panted hard as he buried his face in the pillow. He wasn't sure if it was the frequent cage wearing or the several sessions of her specific training, but as he knelt on the bed, pale thighs spread wide as he raised his ass and arched his back down, feeling the bed against his abdomen, he could feel his cock beneath it, his willpower keeping it from growing as she rammed her cock into him from a fresh angle, mounting him like a bitch.
"Fuck. Carter, baby, I feel so good,"
Emma moaned out, finally free of her t-shirt now that, with his head pressed into the pillow, he was unable to get distracted by her gorgeous bust. His hands dug into the bedsheets as his whole body rocked with the force of her thrusts, their bodies clapping loudly together as her balls slapped against him, with every deep dive into him, her breasts heavy and full, bouncing with each thrust, her face flushed red as a few beads of sweat trickled down her plush form. Her hands dug into his soft cheeks as she reamed him, the bed creaking under them as she fucked his feminine bubble butt. She observed through the few stray hairs that had fallen across her face from this angle, he was indistinguishable from a girl, albeit one with an adorably short haircut.
"You like that, baby? You're still soft for me,"
she cooed as she used him, the intense heat of his ass squeezing down on her cock as she fucked him, the familiar sensation of her climax approaching beginning to surge through her, making her legs weak as she took him doggy style.
"Yes,"
he whimpered back, and felt her squeeze his cheeks in appreciation, her cock continuing to hammer in and out of him, becoming more powerful but less precise. Tilting her head back for a moment, she swallowed, panting loudly as each thrust carried her to new heights, the knowledge that her boyfriend was beneath her, giving his ass with no reciprocation whatsoever, ticking all of her boxes at once.
So close now, baby,"
she moaned, leaning down over him so her heavy breast first rested on and then pressed softly against his back, the silky smoothness of their skin making the sensation something truly special. Reaching a hand underneath as the moment approached, she took his cock in her hands, squeezing the soft, malleable length in her fingers as she felt her cock thicken and swell, her balls tightening up as a wave of pleasure overtook her body, driving her forward harder, her weight leaning on him, pushing him down until he was flying flat on his stomach, his cock wrapped in her hand and trapped between the bed and his body. They both gasped loudly as their cock drove deep into him as it could, every inch feeding into his pussy-like ass as it erupted within him.
"Ah!"
he shouted as she bit the back of his ear gently, her breath hot as she moaned in his ear, her cock pulsing and spurting within him, each short, sharp thrust of theirs timed with the flowing rhythm of the climax, each inward push coinciding with a fresh stream of her thick white girl seed which coated and painted his insides. She loved marking her bitch, making him hers, and, with a fresh box ticked, she could feel her pleasure reach new levels of ecstasy she hadn't felt before, that she knew she'd be chasing for days. As her thrust slowed and the jets of white slowed to a trickle, they lay together, him pinned under the soft heat of her body, both of their breaths coming in fast and hot as she held his soft cock in her hand, her own length beginning to soften inside of the sheath of his ass, sticky with her cum.
Wow,
she said softly, kissing at his cheek and neck with her full lips.
"I love you so much, Carter. You're so good to me. I love you too, baby,"
he breathed back softly, so glad he'd made it, glad that he'd given her such an amazing experience and glad that the training was over. She reached up and ran her fingertips through his hair, caressing him affectionately as they snuggled on the too hot but lovingly intimate afterglow.
"Ah, come on, baby, let's get your cage back on."
Do I still need to wear it? I can stay soft, he breathed softly, an edge of pleading in his voice. She giggled softly and nuzzled his neck.
I know, baby, but you suck cock so much better when I'm threatening to throw your key out the window. And you want to make me happy, don't you, cutie?
He blushed crimson as he felt every inch of her dominate every inch of him, and he couldn't help but let the shiver of pleasure run through him.
Yeah, I do.
The end. Thanks for listening. This has been Love Bumble. You can find me on Patreon, and I'm really cute, and I'm really British. Bye! See you again next time.